For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to episode 7 of the Monday Waffle podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Clifford, and I'm joined with my co-host, Alexia Peche. Welcome to another show.
Welcome, Rach. If you missed last week's episode of the Monday Waffle, head to our Facebook page or find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to have a listen to the chat with Ben Howlett from the Peel Thunder Football Club, along with the rest of the episodes from this season.
It's time for the Monday Waffle news.
Round one is getting closer and closer, and it's looking to be a big weekend here in WA for football on the 18th and 19th of next month. Round one will kick off the women's competition, Colts and Reserves, and they'll all play their first games for the 2020 season.
That's right, Lex. Much to look forward to, as well as a pretty heated first few rounds for the Waffle, with East and South Frio kicking it off. And in some AFL news, Frio and the West Coast Eagles will also be playing the same weekend, a derby round, which will be very exciting.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking. Coming up on the left.
His high ball to half forward's a huge one to win. Gets closed down.
He'll kick virtually on the siren.
Oh, that's your mark of the season so far. Awesome.
We fight one more round. We get knocked down, we get up. We fight one more round.
Come on.
You're listening to the 2020 Waffle Captain Series.
The next guest on our captain series, Gnocchi, Red Wine and Tom Hardy, an easy man to please.
That's right, Broken Hill Pub, older brother of the West Coast Star, and Perth captain's demon, Corey O.
Is it there? It might be a goal.
Swinging ball.
Oh, good effort. Was it a mark? It's been paid.
I'm here today with special guest, Corey Yo.
For no injuries, Yo. Pounces on it from 48. I'm back
from... Yo kicks an incredible goal.
Yo, with a bounce. Former line, he just chips it back out. He's well
down. Great chase, got the hand pass away. With a bit of magic around it.
Corey, thanks so much for joining us on the Monday Waffle. Tell us about your earliest memory of football.
My earliest memory of football? Ooh. I'm going to go with... Oh, it's probably just when I was young playing Auskick, really, to be honest. I was played up a year above myself, so I reckon I was about 6 or 7, I think. Does that sound about right? I don't know. Yeah, down at Corunda, Burragoon Junior Football Club. I started there. So, yeah, would have been running down there, running around having a kick and getting caught and trapped in those zones we used to play in, where you used to stay in certain aspects, certain areas of the ground. So,
did you and Elliot play a lot of football together growing up?
We played a bit, yeah. So we played a bit. So when it was nines, when you start playing, well, you don't tackle then, but you bump and stuff, but you start sort of playing more normal football. He played up a year. And then I think in the 11s, he played up a bit too. And then Colts, my last year of Colts, he played up as a 16-year-old to try and get him registered because we're living in a different zone. But he wanted to play at East Fremantle where I was at the time. So we played the game there, and that was probably the last time we played together, actually. So,
how much has he influenced your footy career?
To be honest, we're different types of players. So... I wouldn't say he's influenced mine as much. However, I'm still very proud of him as a brother. And, you know, if he was to have a favourite player these days, he would definitely be my favourite player. So he's a freak like that. But we've got different attributes. So some of the things are similar. But, yeah, he's different. Sort of, he's a bit more athletic than me. I just sort of plod on and just do my best.
While we're on the topic of your brother, I do believe that the Yos have tried to kick you out of the family a few times. What's happened there?
We have a few blues, and I sort of, you know, bit of the black sheep of the family. So I think he's read into that and come up with that himself.
A couple of new faces down at the club. How's that going, having some new people around?
No, it's really good. So we've obviously got Chris has come on board. We've got Kieran Dallin Hunty that's come over from up, or he was playing Northern Territory last year. Sammy Studs too, and then we've also got Fraze, Brady Gray and Fish that have come over from West Coast. So COVID-19 has actually worked out pretty good for us in that aspect, because there's some real good gets and, you know, good bunch of blokes, a ripper bunch of blokes as well so far. So they're great to have around the club, and they've given us some more leadership too.
So it looks like you've got a pretty strong lineup for the 2020 season then. What can we expect from those guys? Have you got any sort of favourites you think might pop their heads up?
Well, I think Fraser's gives us something that we've been after for a while, and that's a solid key forward, key player up forward, which we've lacked and which we've been missing for the last few years, and then also someone to give Ayrsie a bit of a chop out in the ruck as well. Brady gives us another hard inside midfielder that we probably need inside and can go forward a bit. And then Fish is a reliable defender that that looks pretty smooth as well. That's going to give us something off three half-back back pocket in defence too. So I think we've got – it gives us something in every area of the ground. So it's exciting for us.
Looking like for a team to watch out for this season. Short season, but nonetheless still a season. You moved from Claremont previously. Tell us about that move.
So I was at Claremont for a couple of years, and then I did my knee, and then just decided to spread my wings a little bit and go over east for a bit of fun. And then Earl Sporting is a coach. He actually coached me real early when I was 18, 19 and couldn't get a game at Waffle level at the time. He was at Wesley Curtin. So I went and played down there and struck up a relationship with him there, and he came over and in Melbourne gave me a call and wanted to have a beer and wanted to ask about a few players over there that I was playing with at the time. And sort of said, what are you doing? And I sort of said, oh, mate, I'm not really sure. I might look at coming home and then sort of come across to Perth. So, well, there's no bad about it at Claremont. Like, I loved it there and got a still a good few mates there.
With the Waffle starting up 18th, 19th of July, how were you preparing for this season, obviously being stuck inside? We did see the weight vest during isolation on the Bunker Diaries. Was that a favourite?
Yeah, I copped that. yeah, I had that on. We had a bit of few. Like, I had a gym sort of set up in my garage because the club was pretty good letting us use some of their equipment. So, yeah, doing that, like, just about something every day in there, trying to keep yourself sane as well, was something that, yeah, kept me occupied and kept me fit as well. And then we just did a few runs and that, but it was nothing too complex, you know, because we were still very all uncertain the whole time. It hasn't been until the last couple of weeks that we really grew legs again, that we knew when our season was going to start. And now it's even been brought forward again, which is exciting. But we're just sort of just trying to keep moving and not trying to lose, because we just came off a full pre-season too, you know. So to be going over the top hard and then potentially having to come back, and we're sort of training hard again now as well for the last few weeks, would have been a pretty tough ask. But I think everyone's in the same boat.
So, Corey, you're not far away from your 100th game. How do you plan on celebrating that? Do you think free beers at the Broken Hill? What are your plans?
Does that come from Masto too?
No, this is just us being good at what we do.
Well, there's a few boys with their 100th game coming up. Ayrsie's round one, so he's been teased. There's only 8 games, so I have to play every one and we'll have to make finals, which will be the first time in 22, 23 years. So.
Never say never.
No, well, that's what we're aiming to do, and hopefully we should do that. So, but if we did, that might be a double celebration. So there might be a couple beers involved. I wouldn't say heaps of free beers, but depends who's going. There's a few blokes at the club that like to take advantage.
How did that sort of come about? I know that you and Elliot sort of got into that together, but other than taking over in the hospitality sector, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, in that aspect, so basically Dad, Elliot and myself, the whole family sort of went into that. I'm sort of running around managing that moment. I also do a bit of PT work, 1 or 2 mornings a week at a gym out in North Brio. And then with footy season, you don't really get much time working hospitality and all that as well. It's like, yeah, that's your whole life, you know. But I've been actually taking up a bit of hobbies over the whole COVID thing and started really getting back in my golf game again, which I'm terrible at, but it's good fun.
Tough to kick you out of the family when they've just put you in a pub, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. But I actually really want to try and get into the fire brigade. So I've tried out a couple of cracks there and we'll keep trying for that and then maybe do that on the side. But, yeah, we'll sort of see. That's the aim. That's the goal.
Speaking of pub food, for our listeners out there, what would you recommend if we were to come down to your pub?
Your standard. I reckon your steak sandwich is second to none down there. And home, it's actually family-made relish. People ask about it, but it's a home family-made relish, so that's kind of the special touch. So I reckon if you were to come down there, give that a go. Then also, our chef does a very good job. He makes a beautiful, like, truffle sort of mushroom gnocchi. So that's not bad either.
And do you try your hand at cooking some of these meals?
Just the chef. I have been known to whip up a few things at home. I made my own gnocchi actually the other day, a bit of sweet potato gnocchi. So I was pretty happy with that, but it took me literally all day.
All right, we're going to roll into a bit of a quick fire round. A few questions. Just give us the first answer that comes to your mind.
So yeah. Who's been the hardest player you've lined up against?
I'm going to say Amajuri from East Perth.
Do you have a favourite footy memory?
It would probably be winning a third junior premiership at Adderdale.
Any pre-game superstitions or club traditions?
Superstitions. I usually like to get there early and get ready really, really early because then I can just chill and stuff around a bit whilst everyone else is stressing out trying to get tapes and everything like that. So I sort of try and beat that.
Yeah, beat the traffic.
I used to go for, I still do, try and go for a dip at the beach in the morning, even though it gets real cold. Even if I just run in, run out, that's probably one.
That's not a bad one. Any guilty pleasures?
I do have a glass of wine the night before a game.
The night before a game?
You've got to ease the nerves,
yeah,
I guess.
I probably shouldn't say that too loud, but it's one glass of red and that would be it.
It's just one. It's actually, just I've heard some benefits about that.
Me too. So
I'll stick by that. If I might get in trouble, but we'll see.
And if we logged on to your Netflix, what would we see that you've been binging on?
I actually just watched The Assassination of Gianni Versace recently. And I'm a big Peaky Blinders fan too.
I haven't got into that yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
No, it's good. It's very good. I'm a Tom Hardy. I've got a bit of a man crush on Tom Hardy, and he's a bit of a cameo in it at times, so he's very good.
We'll pop that on the list. And we've seen you being pretty active on Facebook and Instagram with the Broken Hill Hotel. Tell us a bit about the new setup for footy fans down there.
We've got a big marquee set up basically over winter. So we have a beer garden out there, and with this whole COVID thing, it was tricky to know because we could have 300 through the venue, but we could only have 100 in different sections. At the time, it was getting a bit tough to try and squeeze everyone in, and we had all the seating outside. So we thought, well, we'd throw a marquee up, and then even if it came to what it is happening this Saturday, we'd be able to use it as well. So we put a bit of covering on outside so people can sit out there in the wet in the winter, and we've got a big screen out there so people can watch the footy there too. So and got some live entertainment with some DJs and some band playing on Sunday this week too. So that'll be pretty good.
Yeah, that will be. Now, I know you probably get asked a lot about your rivalry with Elliot. It would be silly of us not to ask it between you guys. I know that he's a big fan of his lawn. Do you have that same sort of vibe?
No. If you saw my lawn, it'd be the complete opposite. And I tried to borrow his lawnmower once, and it was his old lawnmower, and I reckon it gave my lawn prickles.
It gave your lawn prickles.
Yeah, and I reckon he is just the type that would have done it on purpose.
Have you got a one-up on him with anything?
No, I had my one-up on him in there. It was pretty even going growing up. But then when I used to beat him in PlayStation stuff, he used to spit the dummy and turn it off just before we'd finish the game. And he'd be like, oh, it doesn't count now.
One of those people. All right, Elliot, thank you so much for joining us. Who would have thought red wine, gnocchi and Tom Hardy? Not a hard man to please.
No, not hard at all.
Thanks for chatting to us.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Tune in next Monday as we tick off the last few captains of our Waffle series.
Thanks for listening.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.